I got the bloodlust.
Me too.
I want to kill. Let's kill. 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 Kill.
Hey guys, welcome to The Bloodlust. It's your go-to podcast for classy broads and a token dude talking horror. We have one extra classy broad tonight. A special guest. All the way from Canada. Our friend Becky, who has already been on the show, is joining us tonight for episode 80, where we are going to talk about the Devil's Candy.
Delicious.
Yeah. The most delicious of all candies, apparently.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Unless you're allergic to peanuts, then you gotta be careful.
All the time.
Yeah, anywhere you go.
It's just a general rule to follow.
So, my name's Amy. I'm your fearless leader. Joining me besides Becky, our special guest tonight, in the room with me, I got two lovely ladies just across the desk, just almost touching distance.
Not so close. Amy.
Jamie.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
For our roundtable question tonight, because this movie is about the devil.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to talk about Satan.
Great.
We talk about Satan a lot on the show.
It's popular in horror. Mm-hmm. It's bound to happen.
Lots of
Praise
Satans
be
in
his
horror.
Name.
Praised be his name. Who's your favorite Satan as depicted in Hollywood?
I'm gonna say Black Phillip, because it's the most recent one that comes to mind, and I have terrible recall for horror movie facts. And who doesn't love Black Phillip?
Nobody.
Bingo.
Commies.
Kitty's got it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got it.
Excellent choice. The most
Thank
adorable
you.
Devil.
That's a fact.
Yeah. The Satan I'd most like to scratch behind the ears.
He would gut you.
Yeah.
No, he'd love it.
No. He would love gutting you.
You don't think he ever likes to be scratched behind the ears?
Please. The devil's all about pleasure. He loves ear scratchies.
Come on.
Listen, I don't know.
Listen, I don't know.
It's not important.
None of it's important.
No, it's not.
Kitty.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
I almost changed my answer, but I'm going to stick to the South Park Satan.
Oh, that's a great
that's
Satan.
Fantastic. Just, I remember him in bed with Saddam Hussein, and you'll never forget it.
And the picture of Skeet Ulrich above his bed.
I forgot that part.
Who didn't have that?
I definitely did.
I know you did.
I had a Marky Mark poster.
Really?
Did. Skeet Ulrich is another guy that needs to come back and do horror movies now. Where's he been?
I don't know.
Is he alive?
I think so.
I think he's in Riverdale.
Oh, really?
He might be.
Yeah.
Hey.
He seems like he should be in Riverdale if he isn't.
I think he is.
Him and Luke Perry?
Sure.
So you're saying I should watch it?
It's a great show. I love it.
Interesting.
I've heard it's good.
I feel like Karen's already been convinced. She's
I
just
think I actually
for
I downloaded it on my
to
iPad
it.
To for the travel tomorrow.
Hey. Let us know.
I will.
What you think.
And let it snow. That's what I thought you just said.
Not yet.
Sure didn't.
It is cold, but no snowing, please.
That's a great one. Thank you. Hey, Eddie. How are you? Token dude.
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Great. You love Satan. Praise him.
Praise him?
Can you even pick a favorite?
Yeah. Originally, the first thing that came to my mind was the version of the devil in Oh Brother Where Art Thou, but then I remembered Dave Grohl being the devil in Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny, and I think I've got to go with that one, because he plays a drum kit with a triple bass that says 666, and it is the greatest. It's the most over-the-top metal Satan move it, like moment in any movie I can think of.
That's pretty cool. I've never seen that one.
It's funny. The main baddie of The Devil's Candy looks a lot like Kyle Gass.
He does.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
all I kept thinking of. And he wears, like, the same kind of suit.
The track suit.
enough from me.
Didn't you guys think that it was sort of weird because he sort of, with that tracksuit, looked like Winnie the Pooh sometimes? Did anybody else get that feeling?
I am just a big... Not think
Winnie the Pooh doesn't wear a tracksuit.
Oh, bother.
Winnie the Pooh wears a shirt and no pants.
Yeah,
he didn't wear a tracksuit.
I don't know. It's a big, round...
Because it was red?
If he would have got... when, if he
wasn't
Winnie
wearing
Pooh'd
pants,
him,
it would be better.
He would have went through that window and got stuck after her.
What a missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It would have really changed the tone.
Yeah. All right, that's a great one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Becky.
I just want to also point out that I am bodily in this room.
Yeah, you are. For the first
finally
time ever.
Bodily here. Yeah,
yeah. She's been waiting forever to say it.
Yeah, I have. Days.
Don't put your elbows on. It's very loud.
I just learned that my elbows are loud.
We all have loud elbows.
We all do.
My favorite Satan is Peter Stormare in Constantine. I feel like he's very scary and a little bit sexy.
Well.
Well, that's the best kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he wears that suit.
He does.
That's a great one. Eddie graciously let me have Tim Curry in Legend. Because yes. He's a lot sexy. I totally would have gone over to the bad side for that Satan.
Is that for real talk?
Yeah. Really?
Curious.
Oh. I don't get... Go on.
I would have let you. I wouldn't have fought you for him.
No? Nobody?
No.
No. Well, you, I never thought anyone ever liked Tim Curry like that.
You at least have to concede that he's badass.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about as Pennywise? Would you go to the dark side for that?
That's disgusting.
I'd go there twice.
Twice on
Whatever
Sunday?
Whatever that means, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd go all the way. I'd go all the way back, too. That's right.
Gross.
So, yeah, Satans. So many good Satans. And Pennywise. Are you guys excited or are you scared?
Both. I've heard good things.
I'm
so
excited that I'm scared.
You're so excited because you're scared?
No.
You're so excited you are scared.
Yes, because there's no way I could live up to my expectations at this point.
I'm nervous that it's going to be a lot of, like, things flying at your face and screaming. But the initial critics' reactions are pretty good so far. Did you see that today?
It
must have just gotten screened for critics. There's some good ones.
Oh. Good
reviews.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Really
I thought about
any particular way
reading
about
the
it.
Book, but that seemed like a lot of work because it's real thick.
That would be a lot
I'm
of
halfway
work.
Through it today.
Hey.
Congratulations. I remember loving the book.
Oh, the book's amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the original movie, though. I know.
You probably shouldn't now.
No,
I mean,
it's funny.
After
watch it.
One.
Watch it whenever, yeah.
It was scary when I was like 10.
It's
I haven't watched it since I was a kid.
But
it hasn't aged well.
Oh,
and it wasn't that great when it was on at first.
It was so scary, though.
It was so scary at the time.
Yeah.
It really ruined, like a good year of my young life.
And made you stronger as a result.
Mm-hmm.
Built character. Hopefully that's what this one will do, except it's rated R, so kids can't go see it for a while.
Smart kids can.
That's right.
They'll find a way.
Just buy a ticket to something else, guys.
I
don't check that.
Just ask someone. I ask people to buy me tickets all the time.
Except now you're going to, like, always be in danger of getting in someone's assigned seat. Now that they have the fancy seats.
That's
that,
true.
That you
it's true. You probably can't go to a theater like that. Or you just go in the morning.
Well, yeah.
There was a...
You should just be doing
4-year
that.
4-year-old anyway. When I went to see whatever the last R-rated movie we saw.
Right.
So
Annabelle
just get your parent to tell you, to take you.
If there's any... minors out there, just email me and I'll sign a note.
Uncle Eddie.
Because I'll call Eddie and I'll sign a note and you can go see whatever you want. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll vouch for you.
Yeah.
Because we're that kind of mentor, you know?
Or get a fake mustache. Or do the Muppet Man thing where you put, like, a little kid on your shoulders and put on a trench coat. Do that, too.
That's always worked.
Yeah.
All right, enough pussyfooting around. Let's take a little break. Then we're going to come back and talk about the Devil's Candy and Sean Byrne and the loved ones probably a little bit. Stay tuned, won't you?
going to say hello.
Visit the Bloodlust website at thebloodlust.net. Send emails to thebloodlustpodcast@gmail.com and tweets to @_thebloodlust_. And don't forget to like The Bloodlust on Facebook and leave reviews on iTunes and Stitcher.
Oh, come on, bucko. Don't you want a balloon?
Okay, we're back. Let us discuss The Devil's Candy.
It was written and directed by Sean Byrne, who also did The Loved Ones. It was released March 2017 in the United States. It premiered September 2015 at the Toronto International Film Festival. It has a nice running time of 80 minutes. It was very easy to watch.
Easy on the eyes. Well, yeah.
We'll talk about that soon. I'm blushing just thinking about it.
All right.
It has a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. It stars Ethan Embry, Shuri Appleby, Kiara Glasgow, and Pruitt Taylor Vince, who has a disease called dancing eyes.
That's why his eyes do the wiggles.
Yeah.
Dancing eyes.
That's amazing. That
it's kind of cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Real effective in this movie, for sure.
What do you think it feels? I mean, could you read?
I feel like you would get used to it.
I don't think his vision is impaired.
It's just something that
happens. How does that work, then?
I don't know. He seems to have
no trouble. Yeah, he seems to be fine with it. It's
WebMD.
Whatever.
Away to WebMD. We'll be back in about a half hour.
All right, we're back. Everyone here has cancer.
And we're all dying. Exactly. Because that's all it's good for.
So The Devil's Candy is about a parent. A metalhead parent. We've not seen this in a movie before that I can think of. Can you guys?
Mm-mm.
Metalhead parents on the younger side?
Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, the most cliched, ridiculous. She's in a rock band.
Hello.
I don't want to quit my job in my rock band. I'm going to wear a Misfits t-shirt. All right, so outside of that, this is the only one. And she really did not want to be a mother, if you recall. Remember all those speeches she gave. Well, this one's about Ethan Embry. He's our metalhead. And he is, I don't remember the character's name, so sorry.
Jesse,
thank you.
Oh, yeah.
They're in Texas, and pretty realistically so, because everyone's very sweaty throughout. I thought that was a good, nice touch.
That's how I feel in Texas.
Sure.
Yep, it's real gross and sweaty.
Mm-hmm. So they live in Texas, and they just bought this nice new house. Well, they got it for super cheap. You might have heard stories like this in the past. What do we always say? Look into the history of the house before you buy it.
They at least checked it out. It wasn't just like they saw a good deal online. It was like, we're getting it without even looking at it.
What was that? We are still here. They just bought it and then showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many movies, they don't even see the house before they buy it.
I mean, it's a really nice house.
It's a beautiful house.
Do not buy from a cowboy realtor.
That's all there is in Texas.
Sure.
Bolo ties everywhere.
That realtor, by the way, was a lot creepier than he had any right to be. Did you think maybe he was sort of a devil-y kind of person? Just the way his performance was and stuff. Maybe only because I watched it twice.
I think anyone involved in sales is a devil-y person.
Yeah, I think that is a fair thing.
I've met a lot of realtors that I suppose could fit that description. Yeah. You're right. Anyhow, they just buy this house. Well, a horrible thing happened in the house. And the horrible thing happened because Pruitt Taylor Vince, who is a real terrific actor, we were talking about him before we started. He's been in lots of stuff, and I feel bad he always plays a bad guy, because he does have a lot of range. But anyhow, he did a bad thing because he was hearing voices. And he also is very into metal, and would play his guitar super loudly to drown out the voices he was hearing that were telling him to do bad things. And bad things he did in the house. He killed his parents. So the family tries to kind of adjust in their new environment, and Ethan Embry is, in addition to being a metalhead, an artist, and he's doing commissions and stuff, and it's clear the family doesn't have a lot of money. So he's trying to do this commission, but he's starting to get weird voices in his head as well. No one else can hear them. And they seem to be compelling him to paint, and to paint very disturbing things, even for a metal dude. And at the same time, Pruitt Taylor Vince's character is out of his hospital stay and wanting to return to his home where his mommy and daddy live. And it's very disturbing, just as disturbing as you might imagine a giant man saying mommy and daddy.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. No one really wants to hear that.
Mm-mm. So, that's what it's about, but what did we think of it? Kitty, what'd you think?
I thought it was really good.
You liked it?
Yeah. I liked the way the music played into the action. And Ethan Embry is very ripped, and it made me confused, because he has long hair.
Sexually?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little, yeah.
Right.
What do you mean, because he has long hair?
Because I don't like long hair.
Oh, I see.
Like, it would have been Ethan Embry, like, you know, can't hardly wait,
yeah,
Ethan Embry.
Yeah,
you mean
Ethan
when he was,
Embry.
Like,
that would have been weird, but
16
I think it would have been more
for
it. Yeah. Well, he was probably, like, 25 in that movie. You know how they do.
Sure.
But I really liked his spine tattoo. That was sweet. The art was super creepy.
Yeah, you looked up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
we looked up the artist.
His name's Stephen Kastner, and he's from Cleveland.
Super creepy.
Go Cleveland.
Go Cleveland.
Yeah, I did like
that. That felt like it looked directly into my soul. So I think it was very effective.
I liked it.
Pretty creepy looking.
I'd put him up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, I thought the movie was really good. The music was awesome. I don't think that metalheads like Metallica, but that's fine. They can
he
have
had
that.
On the right. He had the Ride the Lightning and Master Puppet shirts. He was into the good albums.
Right, that's fine. But
he
there was a
the
lot of
Metallica.
Check.
It's fine.
Like, I feel like they could have done some more metal. Not that I know any metal, but I feel like they could have branched out.
That band Sun Ol. How did you say their name, Eddie? Do you know?
I have no idea.
I've never heard anyone say it out loud. They're a metal. Ish kind of band, and they contributed the extra music for this, I guess, like the score. That with all the like chords that just like droney and the bells and stuff.
Yeah,
that was
no
fun.
That stuff was
I
cool.
Dig them, they're good.
I liked the ending. The ending was fine. Don't need to get into it, but there was a certain point where I thought it was gonna end, and I was like, oh, I would love it if it ended here.
We run into that fairly often.
Yeah, and they ended it was still fine the way they ended it, whatever. But that would have been way cooler. But we'll talk about that later. I think it's worth seeing, in summary.
And we didn't mention, we did on the last episode, but it's on Netflix, so it's pretty easy. U.S. Netflix, not your Netflix, no. No.
And seriously, it's 80 minutes. It was hardly any time spent.
There you go.
Hardly any.
To enjoy it more than a Metallica album.
Depends on the Metallica album.
Okay. Can you give it a Metallica album as a rating, you think?
No.
That's fine.
Yeah, that seems like a crazy challenge.
No.
That's okay.
No.
Oops, I spit a little. Good thing I have this pop filter.
The movie ended with For Whom the Bell Tolls, and I think that's a good song, so I'll compare it to that.
Okay.
How's that?
I love it. So,
also a good Ernest Hemingway novel, but that's...
You like Hemingway too, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Hey, up top.
Woo!
All right, you're shaking your head. Jamie, what'd you think?
I liked it. I thought it was a fun watch. I think it wasn't perfect, but I liked what it was trying to do through the whole thing. We've talked. I was very distracted by Ethan Embry, Jesse, by his wig. The whole movie. It is very distracting. It changes position on his head.
Dude.
More than once.
So many times, guys.
It's in his face in a natural, like, mm-hmm. length of the movie. Like, no one has it in their face that much. It was
just
way
too
distracting.
They couldn't put it up because it would make the sides look too funny, I guess.
No, yeah, it was just dumb. Because it would fall off his head or something.
I mean,
stick the wig on better.
He has a receding hairline. We learned that in, what the hell was the werewolf movie?
Late Phases.
Yeah. His hairline's receding.
I think in The Guest, he was, like, was completely shaved. Like, he was totally bald.
But, I mean, okay, you're playing a metal dad. Just grow your receding hair out.
Right.
It's worth it.
Or I'm pretty sure, like, bald guys can also be metal. Like,
right. Just for that one head-banging scene in the car.
Long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know plenty of metal necessary. Guys that don't have long hair.
It's dumb.
Yeah. It's distracting.
Yeah, so that was distracting. It was annoying to me. But I did like the music, especially the, like, extra stuff, not, like, Metallica songs. I thought the, like, two stories of the family and then the, what's his name, Pruitt Taylor Prince or whatever his name is, Vince Taylor Pruitt.
Prince Edward.
Ray.
Like
his character name is Ray.
Ray.
Oh, like, good job.
I'm good at that. Like, with that story and then finally how they blend together, like, big time towards mm-hmm. the end. I thought that was neat, but I felt like there needed to be a little bit more to the story. Like, I don't know, just, like, a little beef it up at, like, why certain things are even happening. But it was a fun ride, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like there was no origin for where the voices are coming from.
And I don't always need that, but I feel like there was a lot of craziness being thrown at me.
But
I didn't love all of the craziness. I did. But it didn't work in the same way that, like, The Void worked for me, because I feel like The Void at least created enough of a backstory as to what was going on that I didn't have to question anything.
It's because
they
had an exposition guy.
Hmm?
Exposition doctor.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, and I said I liked him, so
you like
I was
exposition
fine with that.
Doctor. I gotcha. If we had exposition doctor
like
in this, would you like it better?
No.
We had sort of like mild exposition sheriff.
Yep.
But that was all.
That was only a little
bit.
That
just
was
a teeny.
Yeah, just a taste.
Mm-hmm.
Just a taste.
Just a.
Yeah.
Is
I don't,
that
know.
When
I don't need
said
you to like spell it all out for me,
yeah.
But I just wanted a little bit something more. It just felt like whatever they were trying to do, I liked the attempt, but it didn't feel like they got there fully.
Did you feel like you were invested in the characters? Did you care?
Yeah,
about
I really liked the characters of the family. I thought they did a really good, like, that's why I think I'm so disappointed that they didn't build up the overall storyline enough, because I think they did a really good job of setting up that family so that they're not just like an Annabelle, like a throwaway family
mm-hmm.
that you're just supposed to feel sympathy for or anything. They did a nice job with that, so they can do that. I just wish they had.
Fair enough. Do you think you'd recommend it still?
I would definitely recommend this. Like I said, I enjoyed watching it. It was really fun.
Excellent.
I'd probably rate her an old, you know, like a B. In
ah, very good.
On the paper.
We haven't talked much about the loved ones. Well, you haven't seen it, so it doesn't. We wouldn't care what you thought.
I loved it.
Great.
We do care what you think.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, well, I hope that you enjoy. Did you like that one better?
Yes, very much. I love The Loved Ones.
It's funny, the song he uses over and over in that compared
mm-hmm.
to all the metal in this.
It is. That one was fun in a completely different way, and I
it
feel
was
like
fun. That was the difference, too. I mean,
That's true. This one was fun in just that it was, like, entertaining to watch, at least. I liked what I was watching. Yeah. I still like his movies. If he does another one, I like what he's doing.
Heck
visually,
yeah.
It's really cool to watch. It looks really nice, but this one just wasn't as good as Loved Ones. And I shouldn't compare them, but I did.
Well, you know, it bears talking about a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a hard movie to follow up as your debut.
Oh, for sure.
Well, his movies are, what, 92 and 98% on Rotten Tomatoes? We should definitely keep watching
what
he does.
Seems like he's doing well, yeah.
Yeah.
When is his U.S. Remake of something coming out?
Of something?
I'm sure something.
I don't know.
Next week.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome.
Eddie, did you like this?
I liked this.
Oh, yay.
I liked it a bunch. The wig was super distracting. I thought that it was funny. I was like, his forehead's size changes
so much. So
yeah.
Often.
I swear one time it was like an inch and a half higher than his brows. It was
the teeniest
forehead ever.
Yeah. So that
so
was
dumb.
But, I mean, the opening I was in. I was like, this movie is awesome. It's got crazy people scare the shit out of me. This movie gave me legit, you know, pulse raised. I was concerned. It took me back and forth. Thought I knew what was happening. Then I was like, are they really going to do this? And then they didn't. You know, I was not able to predict what was happening.
It's a good sign.
Yeah. And, it was shot cool. I don't like this Ethan Embry fella. I said he just looks like a weird Matthew McConaughey.
Those are fight words. Does.
You love him, huh?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, I don't have, like, that soft spot. I didn't watch those, whatever movies he was in.
It's strange to see him look like this, having only ever seen him in, well, besides late phases, Can't Hardly Wait.
And Empire Records.
Like, and Empire Records, yeah.
I never really saw it.
Like, his gait when he was walking around just seemed odd to me. I don't know, like, he was like, Arthur, you gotta walk like a metalhead. He put his arms out a little bit. Walked a little monkeyish.
I thought he walked a little bit like somebody who wasn't used to being jacked, who got jacked for a part. With his arms all out. And yet he couldn't grow his hair out.
Probably from all this, probably because of all the steroids he had to take to get jacked. he probably lost all of his hair.
If we were watching this and it was a lady and she was in her sports bra and sweaty and you could see her abs the whole time, would we think that they were objectifying her while she was painting? Because I probably might.
I mean, of course they were, but it's for funsies. Don't you guys like looking at that?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't care.
But I feel like he was getting so sweaty painting, then it's okay.
I suppose. Yeah.
This movie didn't offer much for the fellas.
Not so much, no.
No.
Well, you get every other movie of all time, so.
Yeah,
it did for fellas who are hot for Ethan Embry.
No,
oh, good point.
No. Amen. You got
Sherry Appleby is cute.
Lady time.
What?
She's all right. Sherry is cute. Whatever her name is.
She's from Canada.
Is she?
Born in Toronto.
Did you Google her?
I just looked up all the cast.
Oh. She was in a TV show like Smallville or something, wasn't she?
I think so.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Something. So you would recommend this. Did you find the father-daughter stuff realistic?
It was fine. I liked all of it. I don't think it went too over the top with it. It was good. I liked how much you said sorry, because like that's the depiction of being a married dad, is I'm just really saying sorry all the time.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Especially when your kid's that age. Jesus.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to disappoint her.
Oh, God. You're going to piss her off so bad.
I know. Maybe I won't. I'll just stay away from the painting and the devil's music.
It's probably for the best.
You know what's kind of funny? Well, we'll talk about it later. Never mind. I don't want to talk about the ending.
The dad-daughter stuff worked extra good for me because, like, Nona loves listening to Meshuggah in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I relate. I get it, dude.
Yeah, you and it's Nona fun. Were black metal dudes for Halloween this year.
It was the greatest. I got a giant canvas thing of it printed up and sent to me, hanging in the living room. Very classy.
It's beautiful.
I love it. But yeah, I recommend this. Watch it. Netflix. 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. That seems about right. It's not a game changer, but it was well done and fun and short and to the point. And that guy scared the shit out of me. So, we did it. Great job.
Yeah, you could definitely do worse, I feel like. For 80-some minutes of your time. 80.
Could most certainly do worse.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Becky, what'd you think?
I love this movie.
Hey!
Well, most of this movie.
Hey!
But we'll talk about the stuff I didn't love later. I really like the family. I found for the first time I really cared about them and their relationships to each other. So I was very upset when things were happening to them. Like, usually I'm sort of just like, this is awesome and entertaining. But I was kind of sad about what was going on.
It's a good sign.
Yeah. Also, I think it looked really great. I loved the montage scene where somebody's being killed, but he's also, Jesse's painting at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of using blood and paint.
Oh, yeah. That was real fun.
The overhead shot of the bathtub with the mop in it looked awesome.
Yeah, and I think it kind of tricks your eye into staying focused. Like, if you're a person who tends to look away when they see this, because you couldn't tell, it was moving so fast, you couldn't tell what was art and what was murder, which I really liked. Because murder is art, really. Just kidding.
I mean,
that's oh my God, that's the most goth thing you've ever said. My name's Azrielibus.
Yeah, I liked, there's a lot of religious imagery in it. I thought was interesting. Jesse is almost like a Jesus character, so I think that's part of why he sort of looks more terrible as time goes on. There's talk about, like, sacrifice, about him sacrificing for his daughter or himself, that kind of stuff. Also interesting is that the art gallery that he wants to get accepted to is called Belial.
Yeah.
Which is a Hebrew word for worthless or worthlessness, which I thought was a little bit funny because it's like high art, worthless. But also, later in the Bible, Satan kind of personifies Belial. So there's kind of these little winks and nods.
There's a little Faustian thing going on with him.
Yeah.
Like he deliberately has to miss picking his daughter up.
Yes.
So that he can join. And he even says, like, are you ready to join Belial? It takes sacrifice. It was kind of a nice touch. Yeah.
I was super into it. I was like, oh, also, he's kind of hot, but maybe it's just because I have a Jesus thing.
Who doesn't, man?
Yeah.
A lot of people. Okay.
Go on. Awesome. Lots of people have a Jesus thing.
Dude, I've known women to tell me they had weird Jesus things. Maybe it's not weird.
I like dudes with, you know, beards and long hair.
I like sweaty guys.
Yeah, I like sweaty.
Jesus to be sweaty.
I'll bet he was.
Oh, well, he's in the desert. He's in the Middle East. Of course he was sweaty.
Yeah.
It's practically Texas.
Yeah. Right. It's the Texas of Asia. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know. All the Bible stuff is going right over my head.
Hey, let's move on. There was a good amount of attention to detail in that way, which was cool.
Yes, yeah.
How come, though, who has ever hung a crucifix with two nails? It just takes one.
Who so there's has no ever hung time. A crucifix?
Well, okay. Raise your hand.
I did look at Becky, I'm going to be honest.
I didn't raise my hand.
I know.
Okay.
I was ready, though, in case, because I knew it wasn't this side of the table.
In so many movies we've watched lately, there's been a time when the crucifix has, like, pew, hung upside down to make it, you know, the anti-crucifix. And nobody would put two nails in their crucifix, and that's a silly thing. Not to be nitpicky.
Maybe they like to
they just
treat
put the screw in the bottom so then it can spin around.
Well, there's that too.
Depending on how you're feeling that day.
I was thinking it's like one of those clean, dirty things for your dishwasher.
Am I evil or good today?
Clean, dirty?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. I need like a necklace with that.
That's pretty funny.
It just took me this long to understand the physics of what you were saying.
Where
is the second nail?
I still haven't figured it out.
Obviously, they're putting one at the top and one at the bottom, because if the one nail's coming out, then it spins around and it hangs on the other one, which makes it demonic. It's happened in, like, every movie we've watched in the past.
I was like, but if there are two screws, then it's not going to spin.
One of them comes out. I love you guys. Let's move on.
We're doing great.
Jesus said physics? Nope, not in my wheelhouse.
Not today.
Sorry. What about Sean Byrne? Do you like him?
Sure, yeah. I like the loved ones a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have a preference between them?
I feel like the Devil's Candy's more my style.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I think the loved ones is a better movie. Yeah. There's a little bit too much heart in the Devil's Candy.
There's a lot more heart than the loved ones, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The loved ones is a lot more like black comedy than this one is. Yeah. This one's more earnest. Maybe he's got a family now. Look at your look of distaste.
That's how I feel about that.
So when this comes on Canadian Netflix, you will recommend it?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'll probably watch it again.
I tell you what, man, I thought it was a lot better the second time.
I'll probably watch it again.
Yeah. I mean, it's so short.
I kind of laughed through it the first time. Oh, man. Sorry.
Did anybody have any inappropriate laughs in this movie?
All about the wig.
Probably.
I can't think of
any in particular, but I often do.
The first bash made me laugh real hard.
Oh, with the rock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what made me laugh so hard was at first when he starts hearing the voices and then he gets really inspired, he gets so intense, he puts on a mask, he starts like building shit, he's like using all these different types of paint, and I'm like, what's he working on? Then the reveal made me laugh out loud. Like,
I also laughed at that as well.
I thought the reveal was going to be the commissioned butterfly painting.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
It's like, what kind of butterflies are these?
And it was just like a regular mural
that
said like People's Bank or whatever. You know, that would have been kind of cute.
There are now kittens and puppies frolicking with the butterflies.
Yeah.
And also the interactions in the art gallery I thought were really, really bad. But I think they were going for that kind of, like, mythical, weird thing going on. Like, oh, welcome.
Yeah, your pleasure. Yeah.
Like, I'll have him look at this upside-down cross you painted. Like, what? This is special. He's like, I don't remember.
This flowed through me.
That part was so funny.
This,
yeah.
This single color upside-down cross.
That's what changed
your mind. I don't remember.
It was a cool painting. I'd put that up.
A second one, for sure.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The second one is amazing, but the first one, I'm like, really? This is what you've been working
this
on?
This took you 3 days.
Yeah. You forgot your kid at school to paint this.
Worth it.
I like watching people paint. I wish there was more of that in it.
It's very relaxing.
Isn't it?
It was a really weird episode of Bob Ross.
You want to see shirtless Bob Ross?
That's, I think, what he's saying.
Frenzied, shirtless, ripped
Bob. Oh,
what if Bob Ross gets
listening to metal?
Yeah, he gets called by the spirit of Belial.
He straightened that fro.
Angry.
Yeah, it'd probably be like 3 feet long.
I love it.
There are lots of good shots in it. Like when he... I like when he drops the rock and he picks up the gun, you know? He's done, mm-hmm. you know, how... And it just, like, there's a shot of him from below. It looked sweet. And I kind of liked the idea that even though this one was more earnest, it was a movie about metal being the conduit for people to be, you know, influenced by the devil. It's all the things that in the 80s they got so scared of. So it's kind of cute that he made a movie about it literally doing just that. Like, I imagine it spoke to these guys because they liked metal, right? Those were the things they had in common besides living in that room. It didn't happen to the girl, but I think that's kind of cheeky.
It is only a matter of time.
It's a cheeky, cheeky thing.
Lords of Salem.
They were sticking with all 1980s metal. And it was all, like, a Flying V is very 1980s. Guitar, and she wore a Slayer shirt 1980s. He wore Metallica 1980s. It was all 1980s metal.
Yeah, so maybe this is like the worst nightmare of all the scared parents in the 80s.
I thought he had like appropriate tattoos for that time. Like the guy that is that age now that was metal in the 80s would totally have the spine cross and a large cross on his side.
For sure. That was really authentic.
It was nice touches. I did too. Like his shitty tattoos are in 1991, they were really fucking cool.
Totally.
Believe that.
He bagged tons of girls.
No, he didn't. He was sensitive and artistic.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. He really was, because he was such a baby. I mean, a strong kind, but he had that artist type guy down. Those guys that chicks love, and they're very, very emotional.
All metalhead dudes are emotional. All my metalhead dude friends all have, like, 3 rescue cats.
Right.
A secret collection of Miles Davis records. They sit around and get drunk and cry too.
Precious. I like that.
Sorry, guys.
Metal Guys and Kittens website. It's adorable. I think overall this was really good. I liked it a bunch too. I think that this one for me benefited a lot from a second viewing because I laughed throughout a lot of it the first time. Just mostly the wig stuff, you know, and some of the cliches. The move-in montage, I get tired of the move-in montage, you know? I get tired of some of the general things they gotta enforce every time. But I think a lot of the cool stuff, the really more subtle stuff, like the Belial stuff and the dude at the beginning seeming to be kind of a Satan figure, the realtor, I think that stuff passed me by the first time I watched it because I was just kind of rolling my eyes at it, you know? And I think maybe... this one would be a fun one to watch. And if you are not, if you are super snobby like I am or can be, I suggest maybe just give this one a chance and know that it does have merit and beyond some of the stuff that's a little silly and try to look past that.
Word. It's for fun.
Yeah, you know, for kids.
For kids. Go have a laugh. Watch some blood.
It looks real cool.
Yeah. And whatever he makes next is going to be awesome.
Agreed.
if you're into a shirtless, ripped, sweaty dude, you'll at least enjoy that.
Yep, so yeah. I'm here for.
And it did have some of like the most metal scenes I've seen. Just the scenes set aside from everything else themselves.
There was that one scene at the end. I guess we should.
The end was real strong. We gotta spoil town.
We gotta go to Spoil Town. We gotta take it to Flavor Town.
Yep, I got a van.
Flavor Town.
All right. I miss Susie. We'll be right back. We all do.
Here's what some people are saying about the Projection Booth podcast.
This podcast takes no shortcut in producing outstanding content. How they haven't become more widely recognized is beyond me.
I love this show. Smart commentary, in-depth interviews, and great production.
It's obvious how serious these guys take their podcast and bring that next level of professionalism that anyone would be hard-pressed to match.
The Projection Booth Podcast, with new episodes available every week at projectionboothpodcast.com.
Okay, we're back. Let's spoil. You know what was great?
What?
You know, Eddie, how you always say that people are experts when they get guns, even though they've never shot guns?
Yep.
This was a great example of somebody doing it right, because he just wildly shot it in the air when he got scared.
Oh, yeah.
I was impressed.
He's off. He was he's a special boy.
Just wanted to add that in. It's cool because Ethan Embry's having all these visions, and he's seeing... That goat was cool, right?
I love
that.
What
a pretty goat. Yeah. Beauty,
eh? I always love the goats.
But he's having these visions of what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray?
Yeah.
The fella that killed his family, he gets fixated on the daughter, Ethan Embry's daughter, because she... likes metal also.
Yeah.
And he has this flying V. Oh, and just as an aside, couldn't this all have been prevented by just giving him a pair of headphones to plug into that amplifier? You can play wherever you want with headphones on, man.
Apparently that wasn't
his parents deserve to die.
That would have been a very easy suggestion for that cop to make.
Right. Here, let me get you a pair of headphones.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Sorry, anyway, he becomes obsessed with... It was sort of a bombshell and akin to Jamie saying to us, why don't they just get bite-proof clothes to survive the zombie outbreak? Seriously blew my mind. Anyhow.
It's like, it's when you realize that there's an obvious fix to it.
Yeah, like, super obvious.
Then the whole thing sort of...
Why didn't Gandalf call down the eagles and ride them babies and drop the ring in himself?
Right.
Because it was about the journey.
I know.
God, Eddie.
We talked about this.
He kidnaps the daughter because Ethan Embry sells his soul a little bit. Mildly sells his soul. Even though he promised her he wouldn't. Well, wouldn't forget her again.
Oh.
We all knew he was gonna.
Yeah.
And the police get through, and then they eventually get away. But all of his visions kind of come true. And... all the kids who are somehow... Not only is the devil sort of influencing him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
But the spirit of the children that are buried on his property are also calling him to let them out. To uncover their whereabouts.
He's getting
Jesus...
stuff
Jesus,
in from all
Jesus-fied.
All lies. Yeah.
Jesus-fied, maybe.
Exactly.
Something.
That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys like the ending... You said kind of you wanted it to end where, like, where he dragged them out and you wanted him to kill...
I wanted him to kill everybody.
Sure.
Just, that would have been...
The old kill everybody.
That would have been real great. Just to have Ethan Embry shot dead on the floor, Shiri Appleby dead in the closet, in theory, because it was point blank he should have been able to shoot her even as a novice. But he shot her in the leg or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl's gone and that's it. End.
But then he wouldn't have been able to set the kids free. That would have been for nothing.
He didn't set the kids free because the kids are already dead.
Their spirits. Duh.
Duh.
I can't.
That was the part that took me back and forth.
What do you mean?
Because I said right at the beginning, I was like, all right, they've built up us liking this family too much. I guarantee none of these people are going to die. Period.
I wish one someone would have died. I mean, I would have been sad.
And then I thought they all did die. I was like, they're going to end it, and it's just going to... That's what they did. They did it. They had the balls to do this. But then they didn't.
Nope.
But they made me think they did all the way, so good on them with their filmmaking.
What a roller coaster of emotions.
Without having to actually kill them.
So I didn't like the fire in the bedroom scene.
I hated that.
God damn it, it was a bad scene.
No,
why
did you hate it?
It was so terrible.
Yes.
I didn't like the very
looked
end,
so fake.
End of it.
And also, the house is going to burn down. It's not just going to stay in a bedroom. And the fact that he took the time to punch the bad guy when the bad guy was surrounded by a ring of fire, and then he got his bullet hole poked. Like, no. Just get your daughter and get the hell out of there.
It was all for two reasons. One, so that he could have all those visions of her in flames and painted into the painting. And two, so that they could have the most metal scene of the movie with him smashing the dude with the fucking guitar. That was so cool.
He could have done that before.
I mean, they just spent a lot of time in there. They'd all
spent way too much time.
Yes, that's what I
Are you okay? Really?
Guy,
smoke inhalation.
I love that she said no, she wasn't.
It's like no. Reconciling.
Yeah.
The fucking
reconcile outside in the fresh air.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I said this as well.
But the smashing.
Oh, sure.
Was great.
And covered in blood. All good. All good things.
I love the smashing.
Yeah, that really was great.
And then he was washed in the blood of Christ and redeemed himself for his fiddlings with the devil.
And then went to go find the children's dead bodies.
Yeah, that's the ultimate redemption for him.
I liked how there was lots of, like, preaching about hell always on TV at this hotel, too. Like, so I was like,
that
talk
was
about Satan today. Every day.
That's what I watch every time I'm in hotel rooms. Just the Jesus channel.
It's always on.
Do they even have those channels anymore?
Mm-hmm. I haven't found them.
Like, they
not in, them. Not in the hotels I stay in.
Yeah.
Maybe like Sunday mornings at 3 a.m. Yep.
I haven't seen one.
I haven't seen one.
The best one is the guy that'll sell you the blessed handkerchief that's blessed with anointed oils, and it's guaranteed to give you money. And it's testimonies of people being like, I was $55,000 in debt, was going to lose my house, but then I bought this anointed cloth from the Lord, and let me just tell you, I bought a boat.
Wait. Now
and
I'm $80,000 in debt.
It's the best.
It sounds like it.
Make a donation of $300 and we'll send you this free hanky.
This free hanky. Oh, Jesus H. So I thought the ending was sweet. I don't know. It didn't disappoint me that much, except for the whole are you okay while in the flames.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yeah, literally. Like, get out.
Get right out of there. She shouldn't have been watching while her dad did that.
No,
jump
she
out the fucking window.
Yeah, your time is get out. Go. You're done.
I kind of like the idea of him previously being a metalhead and her being a metalhead, thinking that they dabble in this thought land for fun all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's their shit, is listening to songs about, like, death, murder, blah, 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 blah. And I don't know. I think they would be a little bit more slightly accustomed to it. Like, maybe there was a touch of her sitting there watching it go down, being like, my dad's fucking metal. This rules.
Probably.
Just for maybe just a skeesh.
Well, it was nice to see him redeemed in her eyes, I suppose.
Yeah. Look at me. I'll smash this guy with this rad flying V for you.
He even says, if he comes back, I'll smash him. You know what was kind of fun? Watching it again was at the beginning he makes fun of the wife and is like, oh, do you hear that? You know, and he's pretending he hears voices. And then he does.
I have a Bechdel test question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Does it apply if two women speak to each other in a film not about a man, if the one is not of age to be dealing with adult men?
It
Do mothers would, and daughters count?
It would apply, but they were only speaking about men, right?
No.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
They were talking about school.
Oh, they did talk about school.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give it to him, I guess.
Gotta love school.
She said it sucked big time.
Hmm?
She said it sucked big time.
At least she didn't say math class is
tough
school. Or something.
Oh, yeah.
Math class so is tough, as we learned today. Sorry, physics class.
Same thing.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a STEM class.
Hmm.
So watch The Devil's Candy. You probably like it. I like those end credits, too.
Yes.
Yeah, those are really good.
Very nice.
You gonna rate this cow pie, Amy?
Oh.
75.
What would I give it? I don't believe it's cow pie. I enjoyed it. I'd also give it a B.
I was using it in a positive cow pie.
Oh, this is one fine cow pie.
Great.
I don't know that anyone's ever said that.
No.
Maybe not.
People have for sure said that because there's cow pie tossing contests.
People are into scat.
Cow pie what? Tossing contests?
Hell yeah. Oh. They're throwing like frisbees. It's like cow shit discus.
I'm into it.
You're doing that next week, actually. It was supposed to be a surprise.
Oh, yes. I would love to, actually.
I'm sure we can find a place.
I bet Eddie can hook it up.
They have like cow plop festivals where they grid off a football field and you put bets on where the cow will take a shit in which square.
You can do it on a minor scale with chickens. I've been trying to convince people to do it over here, but people aren't game.
A little gambling. You should make your barn into like a gambling den.
Now we're talking.
Oh, he's gone. He went to do it.
Yeah. The microphone's like swinging back and forth.
Yeah. All right, we're done. Next time, let's talk about the movie It. Ah! So excited.
I really hope I can be on it.
I hope you can too.
Yeah.
The talk is good. We're excited. We're going to do it next time. So join us in a couple weeks for that. You okay?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Cool.
She's just really excited about It.
I am. You're allowed to make them out loud.
Yeah. Don't keep them inside.
No.
Thanks, guys.
Don't keep it inside. Learn how to hide your feelings. Fly high and proud.
Gotta love that movie.
And if you should fall. All right, sorry.
I know, I was so delighted.
So, Becky, thanks for coming and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It was a real treat to have you bodily in the room with us.
Yeah, it feels so special.
It feels really visceral, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The smells, the sights.
It is really hot in here.
It's very hot.
Yeah.
It'll be over soon. Thanks, guys.
It will all be over
for joy. Soon. Yes, just relax. Close your eyes. It'll all be over soon. Thanks for joining me, you rest of you.
Y'all.
And I hope you enjoy Game of Thrones tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time. I'll be watching the, almost ending episode, the 16th episode of Twin Peaks.
But you've still got some more.
Two more after this.
Oh.
Can we talk about Peter Dinklage's fake beard for a second?
Sure.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's
It was
noticeable.
Real distracting last episode.
I noticed it.
Because they kept zooming in on it.
Yeah, they did.
It's darker than his hair by like three shades.
I mean, they don't have electricity. Why not just show everything in candlelight? You can hide everything in candlelight.
Hell yeah.
He could just have a shorter beard. Or
sure. Maybe he can't grow a beard.
I've never noticed
Are
it
you
before.
Saying that because he's small, Amy?
I actually think we're going to watch it
Absolutely.
Tonight, and I have to fly out at like 6 tomorrow morning, so it's going to be great.
It's worth
All
it.
All right.
I'll sleep on the plane. It's fine.
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
I'll sleep in your... Exactly. Beat me.
All right, guys.
Are we done with the show?
This has been fun.
No.
Nope. You think that.
We're just
you
wrapping.
Think that. This has been great. Enjoyed having y'all. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I've been Amy.
Jamie.
Karen.
Becky.
And Eddie.
Yay!
Good job, team.
The end.